And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Tide Talk episode 31. I am always your host, Night Tide, and, you know, we've got something a little special talked about today. A little special. So let's kick it off, and we'll catch you on the flip side of the music. Let's go. And yes, it is episode 31 of Tide Talk. As we talked about last time, we're going to be changing up the platform a little bit, and Tide Talk is now Tide Talk, and then there's going to be Tide Talk Tech, which will be a little separate, and I've got all kinds of goodies for us to review. I mean, we're talking about A to Z things, like starting with the microphone, the interface I use, the consoles I use, the cap card, all that fun stuff, but that's coming later. There's something that... Man, I got hit with this week. And so we're just going to drive right into it. Not to mention the fact, let's just say Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones? Y'all with me on Game of Thrones? If you're with me on Game of Thrones, I need like a tweet or something that's just like, Night, I love Game of Thrones and I'm happy to talk about it with you. Because I need your support. I need your Game of Thrones support right now more than ever. Last episode, though, super fire. Episode 2 was great. So, man, I've had... one of the most trying weeks or weekends with my kids in a long time, and specifically my older son. He just really doesn't want to listen to a damn thing that I have to say or any instruction that I want to give him, good or bad. But then at the same time, he does the whole kid thing where he's like, well, I just have my agenda. And when your agenda conflicts with my agenda, I'm choosing my agenda. And then I'm like, I get that. I get that you want independence, but when I tell you to do something, you got to do it. Especially when your agenda involves doing things that are destructive and or otherwise. But so I had this really like no good, horrible, very bad weekend in terms of just like how much I had to correct my son and how many things that he got into. And I was talking about it a little bit last night on the stream, how everybody's like, oh, how was your Easter? How was your Easter? How was your Easter? And I was like, you know, my Easter was okay. It was just stressful. Like my son was just constantly, like, from the time that I woke up in the morning, we thought we might have to take my youngest son to the hospital because he was covered in a baby cream, and like a medicated baby cream, like eyes, head, was on his pacifier, everything, because my older son thought it might help him in some way. Like, he wasn't doing it maliciously, just like, and it only got worse as the day went on. There's more and more things that just continued to not go right. But then I turned on the news. Then I went to church because Easter Sunday. For those of you who don't know, I'm a Christian guy. Yes, if you ever have questions about that, I don't shy away from it. But this isn't typically like the audience where I like to bring that up because I want to make sure that everybody feels. I want to make sure everybody feels accepted and that your faith is not an exclusionary topic for you to be part of this community. I'm not here to try and convert you. I'm not here to do anything. If you would like to talk about faith and God and those things, I'm happy to do that with you. I don't shy away from those topics in life, but I understand that as a core audience, that there's a time and a place, and I don't want to try and force that on anybody. I want to make sure that we can have great dialogue and feel like we're part of a community, regardless of what faith we choose or choose not to worship. That said, it's Easter Sunday, so there's a lot of faith and religion going on. So naturally, a lot of that's going to leak out, especially because the message that I got at church this week really sparked something in me that transcends life, right? And for those of you that go to church on a regular basis or go to some type of, you know, faith-based activity, whoever leads that, whoever your pastor, your priest, or whoever is supposed to be, they're supposed to kind of be someone to help, like, give you perspective on life and help to encourage you through faith, but also just encourage you. Like, that's their job, right? And this week, I like, popped out during the main, like, homily or sermon, whatever, you know, like, I had to take notes because it hit me. it hit me what he was saying. And And the reason I think it hit me is because I wake up that morning, I wake up Easter Sunday morning, and I see all the stuff that happens in Sri Lanka, right, where there was 8 different bombings, 5 different churches, 3 different hotels, bombing of people worshiping and celebrating Easter. And, like, it's just sad. Like, there's no other way to put it. It's just sad. It has nothing to do with the fact that they were Christian people that got killed in the bombing. Not at all. You know, when the Jewish temple was attacked in Pittsburgh. I don't want to get the faith wrong, but like those attacks happen all the time and it's wrong and it's disgusting and it's awful, but they keep happening and we keep having all this religious kind of persecution and it's just very sad. But like, that wasn't what I want to talk to you about today either. What I want to talk to you is just everything. There's everything's going on all at once all the time. It doesn't stop. You know, in the United States, we're in a situation where the country is largely torn politically over everything. There's no middle anymore. It's you're either right or left, and people don't want to talk. Conversations can happen, but like if you look at our elected officials, they are just extremely polarized all the time, and the room for common sense and the time for decency and morality is all out. It's just very like, you know, fiefdom, campy, you know, tribalism right now. And so you see all that. You see that there's terroristic activities happening everywhere throughout the world. And you might have your own whatever's going on at home. And for some people, that may be worse than others. And I thank freaking God that my troubles this weekend were the extent to where they were just me having to be a parent. Right? And what hit me when I'm sitting there in the pew and I'm listening to this stuff. Basically, the whole message is that we as people are forged in fire, right? And I don't mean that literally, but it's like the process of forging, right? And in the fact that a lot of times when things go wrong in our lives, we're constantly like trying to figure stuff out in the 11th hour. Right. And a lot of times that doesn't work. A lot of times there's something bad that's coming and we can't stop it. And that bad thing happens. And then it matters what happens in the 13th hour. That's when it's on us to grow. That's when it's on us to have to deal with life, with things. And I'm going to get a little emotional here, and I'm not thinking of like any one thing in particular other than just maybe like a metaphor for life in general and my own struggles, but I'm getting emotional. So if you're watching this on the RetroFizz and I'm hitting you in the feels, I'm not sorry. I'm trying to hit you in the feels because every day, in fact, I just got a message from a friend who's now going through a really tough time personally. And I feel for this person. I know we talk openly about, you know, our community member Thine and his daughter, right. And their family and everything they've had to go through with her and different medical stuff and the stuff they're still going through, you know, there's the things in life, you know, these bombings, these tragedies, you know, you wish, we hope, we pray, we wish, we work hard in certain instances to try and stop bad things from happening. But in a lot of cases, stuff happens. And what we have to remember is that stuff happening is not the end. There's still more after that. There's a new day after that. There's a new thing that we have to adapt to and tackle. And I see people constantly on my Twitter timeline and through my interactions that are struggling with depression and struggling with anxiety and struggling with all these things. And I talked a lot about, you know, before from a streamer perspective, how consistency is key to being successful. And it all kind of ties into this fact that, like, stuff happens. And that doesn't mean it's the end. It's up to you to make the choice at what you do after the things happen that happen to you is what makes the biggest difference. You know, you had a bad day. Are you going to have a bad day tomorrow? Well, no, tomorrow hasn't happened yet. How do you know? You had a rough day today. You know, you're struggling with stuff today. Maybe tomorrow will be a better day. You had something awful happen to you today. Endure. Get through to tomorrow. Get through to the next minute. You know, I had an old boss. I had an old boss that kind of brought like the whole like psychology wisdom. It's like, you know, sometimes when you're in a position and you have to kind of suck it up and do stuff that you don't want to do, right? Sometimes you have to go day to day. And if you can't go day to day, sometimes you got to go, you know, hour by hour. And if hour by hour doesn't have to work, you go minute by minute. And the whole point of that is that you can endure anything for as long as you're mentally willing to do it. You know, my old sports coach is even used to say, well, you can do anything for 30 seconds. I don't necessarily know if that's true. Maybe 10 seconds. But see, there it is. There's my mental state. Can I do push-ups for 30 seconds? I don't know. Can I? Can you? Can you do push-ups for 30 seconds? And it's a mental exercise that we all have to struggle with constantly, is what is our limit? And I think that the bright side of this talk that I want to have with you is that every time that things have gone wrong or things have been uncomfortable in my life, I have taken that as a sign that I need to do something to make it better again. And I am in no way, shape, or form saying that my life is perfect. And it's not a game to see who's better at life. But it is a personal struggle to make the best situation you can for yourself with what you're given. And I think that with the help of family and friends and my wife, assuredly, but also with just me making choices to continue forward and to move forward when stuff hits the fan, when bad things happen, that good things have come out of them. So, seems some real life experiences, right? get real personal. So, my wife and I in college, we had, and I think most couples will have this, and this is why it's probably a good example. You have a point in time where you've been together for so long that you hit that make or break point. And usually that make or break point is not just like so we've been together for a couple years now, and you know, I think it's time for either us to figure out if we want to get married, or, you know, whether or not we want to break up and see other people and move on with our lives. That never happens that way. You know what happens? You get in a giant fight. And you could prevent it if you would only just like wake up and be like, yeah, we're at the point where we either need to get serious or we need to say that we're done. And not have it be like this horrible thing. But no, what ends up happening is like some little thing that has nothing to do with what you're doing blows up to be this big thing. And it's this like choice. Do I stick it out and fight? Or do I just let it go and accept the consequences? And in some cases, that letting go might actually be a good thing. For me, fighting and saying, I understand, you know, that we're having this fight, but I still care about you. And that fight, and she fought, and we both fought together towards life. And here we are coming up on our 10-year wedding anniversary, and we'll have been together for 15 years later this year. Total. Sometimes you got to fight. Sometimes you have to get through the suck to get to the good stuff. And that's so true in life. And the reason that I'm focusing a lot more on life right now that I am streaming is Streaming's a hobby. It's a job for some people, sure. But streaming is not like the end-all be-all of the world. Streaming is entertainment, you know? Most of the time when people are starting a stream or continuing a stream and they hit a roadblock, it's not because they hit a roadblock in streaming. It's because they hit a roadblock in life. And then how do they let that affect everything else in their life? Some people shut down completely and they like have to like retreat into themselves in order to feel safe and to kind of work their way out. You know, other people, they just keep on plowing forward, but regardless, you're all still moving on. And so what I'm trying to impart to you is that, I'm going to say it again, stuff happens. Just garbage happens every day. And you can have any chance that you could have a bad day every single day. But you also could have every chance that you have a good day. And if for some reason you're having a bad day or a bad time or a bad issue in your life, fight. Fight and keep moving forward. Work through whatever that is. Accept whatever lumps you got to accept. And then move forward figuring out how to not make those lumps ever happen again. Or if they do have to happen again, make it so that they're less lumpy than they were the first time. Because it's a constant with life. It just doesn't stop. And we can either get really upset about it and frustrated, which we still do anyway. I still do anyway. And we could shut down and kind of let that overwhelm us. Or we can choose to continue to move forward. And ultimately, I think in order for us to get to where we want to be as people, we're not going to get anywhere if we just choose to run away. We can't be Brave Sir Nighttide and just jet off the screen. We have to stay and fight, and we have to work through that stuff. So I just want to throw that out there. That message really hit me this week. And you could see it hit me earlier in the thing when I'm talking about it, because so many times that is part of life. So many times I've been through that, and I know that that's going to be a normal thing moving forward. It doesn't go away, but because I've chosen to stick through and to keep persevering, good things are happening for me on the other side, and good things can happen for you too. So that said, that's it. That's all I got this week. That's it for Tide Talk. I just wanted to put that message out there because I love you guys. And again, I just see how many people are going through a hard time, and know that the hard time is not the end. The hard time is just the gunk between something good and something better. All right. That said, this is it for me. Cue the outro music. A little short and sweet today. If you appreciated this message, I would appreciate you giving a follow to the RetroFizz channel. Also coming and finding me, dropping a follow on my channel, coming and hanging with me for more power of positivity and awesomeness. As well as, you know, fun and games and awesome community. That's a thing too. You can follow me on Twitter at Nighttide. You can follow me on Mixer, mixer.com/Nighttide. Instagram at Nighttide. You guys get the theme? I'm Nighttide kind of everywhere. It's a thing. All right, but I love your faces, guys, and I'll catch you next time. Bye-byes.